Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning to my radio audience this morning. Good morning to my radio audience this morning. I would like to give a God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, higher, all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise this day. I thank the God of Israel this morning for giving me a chance again to come on this divine platform to speak to you concerning some things that the God of Israel would want me to say to you. I am his prophet. I am the host of this broadcast, and my name is Elisheba. I'm the prophet of the God Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We're going to have a discussion today. The title of this broadcast is Revelation 19, Power of Truth, Wisdom, and Knowledge. Power of Truth, Wisdom, and Knowledge. Guest call-in number, if anyone would like to call in to the broadcast to discuss Revelation 19, which is our text for the broadcast, feel free to do so. It's 661-244-9831. Revelation 19, Power of Truth, Wisdom, and Knowledge. This is Prophet Power of Truth Divine Platform, and I am your host, Elisheba. I am your host, Elisheba. There's a lot of things going on in the earth that need to be addressed in the prophetic. Because we have a lot of prophetic events going on that's going to take a prophet or a prophetess of the God of Israel to answer some of the questions that your leaders, your bishops, your pastors, your elders, and they don't have no clue to what is actually going on in the earth in the prophetic. Because the God of Israel, he only deals in the prophets. He only speaks to his prophets. Okay? He don't speak to no pastors. He don't speak to no bishops. He don't speak to none of them people. Everything that you think the bishop or the pastor is talking to you about is something, imagination out of his own heart. The God of Israel don't speak to them. He only speaks to a prophet. If you open up the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, you'll see that. He only speaks to prophets. Nobody else, okay? So me as his prophet, I'm here today to address some things that is very, what a line, is very concerning. You can put a new one in there. Excuse me, people. That's very concerning to the God of Israel. So we're going to go right into our broadcast right now. We're going to go right into Revelation 19. Revelation 19. I haven't been here for a minute, but I am here today. I'm here today. Revelation 19. Let's just go straight into the broadcast, straight into the topic. Revelation 19, people. Revelation 19. We're going to start at verse 1. We're going to read the whole entire verse of Revelation 19 because I need to pull some things out of here to give you some wisdom, some knowledge, and some understanding of Revelation 19. And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people. I thank the Holy Spirit, the mother of all living things, for giving me life and being here with me today. And after these things, I heard a great voice out of much people in heaven. Saying, hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power unto Ahayah, our God. These are the people that have made it out of the New World Order, as you call it in the church, the Great Tribulation. But I call it the New World Order because that's exactly what it is. So these are the people, the remnant of the God of Israel, Hebrews. That's who I'm going to say it is, because the God of Israel loved his people, Israel. So they made it out of the New World Order and the Great Tribulation, you want to call it the Christian church. They did not receive the mark of the beast. So they was in a place that was prepared for them by the God of Israel, saying, hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power unto Ahayah, our God. He's not everybody God. Let me clear that up right here in Revelation 19:1. I know you've been taught by your leaders that God love everybody and God is everybody God, and that's not true. That's not true. He's only the God of the people that he choose to be their God. Only those that love him are his people. Okay, he chose Israel as the apple of his eye. He chose Israel as his wife. She is his wife. He loved Israel. He sent his son for Israel. Okay, so no, God don't love everybody in the world. And no, God is not all love. And I'm going to show you that also today. He's not all love, okay? So let's go continue with our broadcast. So Revelation 19, you have the remnant, the 10% that will make it out of the New World Order. What is the New World Order? The time of the Antichrist, the time of the mark of the beast, the time where you would take a mark in your right hand or your forehead. Or you won't be able to buy, sell, or trade. Meaning that you won't be able to go to your work, you won't be able to go to school, you won't be able to eat no food, you won't be able to get no money, you won't be able to do nothing. We are right here now at that door. We right here, people. We right here, okay? They already marking people. People already been marked and don't realize. We right here at the door, okay, of the New World Order. So, these are the remnants that made it out of the tribulation, they want to call it. And it says, verse 2 of Revelation 19, for true and righteousness are his judgments. For he hath judged the great whore. Y'all need to understand who the great whore is. You need to understand, people. You need some knowledge. You need some wisdom of the prophetic. Who is the great whore? Okay, because the God of Israel will judge the great whore. And he's going to send his son back with the heavenly hosts, the armies, to judge the great whore. Okay, his son will fight for him, his father. His son will fight. Yeshua is his name, my Savior in the Hebrew. The real Son of God, not that image that they set up as a statue, Caesar Borchier and all them pictures you see. He will come back to fight the great whore. The great whore. We're going to talk about that holy day, okay? Brother, could you warn this a little more? It's not that hot. Excuse me, people. We're going to talk about that gray whore today, okay? You people need some understanding. Okay, so right here in Revelation 19, true and righteousness of our his judgment. Who is him? The God of Israel. His name is Ahiah. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. No, I'm not talking about no Most High. Most High, that whole word is just injection in the Bible. Do the research who Most High is, okay? That's just another name, another figure of a name that has been thrown out in the earth by some man that set up some religion. Okay, that's all that is. It ain't got nothing to do with the God of Israel. The word Most High do not identify the God of Jacob, the God of Abraham and Isaac. His title, I'm the God of Abraham Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's his title. So I'm talking about the God of Israel right here. He will judge the great whore. She already being judged. And y'all people can't even see her judgment. You can't see her judgment because you don't know the God of Israel. That's why you can't see her judgment. If you knew the God of Israel, the God of all gods, the real God, then you'll understand what's going on in the earth. You understand where we are in the prophetic. You understand exactly what is happening before our eyes. But because you people are disconnected, and I'm talking about not 90% of the world, because you people are disconnected, okay? You cannot hear him. So, yes, it says right here, for true and righteous are his judgment. Righteous. Righteousness is of the law. Without the law of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, without the law of the God of Israel, there's no such thing as righteousness in the earth. And you people have been taught that it's gone away and dead, the law. So you're lawless people. And that's why y'all doing all kind of stuff, all kind of abominations, all kind of wicked and evil against the God of Israel, because you don't know what righteousness is. You don't know nothing about his covenant. You don't know nothing about his law. You don't know nothing. You think just going to church and sitting on a pew and sitting on the altar, sitting on the pew and then the altar with the bishop, now, that's righteousness. No, the God of Israel ain't got nothing to do with no buildings and no churches and none of that. That ain't righteousness. That's righteousness that you've been taught to be think is righteousness. Righteousness is of the law. Whatever the law say, that's righteousness. So he's the God of righteousness. And he's coming back with his son. He's going to send his son back in the heavenly host to avenge the great whore. The great whore is the one that took all the righteousness of the God of Israel out the earth. And they set up their own righteous, and their own gods, and their own doctrine, and their own understanding, and their own wisdom, and their own knowledge, okay? The great whore, that's why he coming to take her down. And she's already going down. She on her last leg, if y'all can't see that. The great whore is barely standing. She on her last leg. We're going to talk about that hoe in a minute. But she is a hoe. She's a great hoe. And when the God of Israel says she's a great whore, oh my God, that means that she done everything against him that she can do. She don't talk to y'all people another God. She don't talk to y'all people another way. She don't talk to y'all people another law. She don't talk to y'all people another doctrine. She don't talk to y'all people another people. Israel is dead. They don't talk all of that. Israel dead and done away. Oh, man. So this is a great whore that's against the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Ahiah. She's against him. And she got all you people against him with her. Verse 3, He said, verse 2, for true and righteousness are his judgment, for he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and have avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. She have corrupted the earth. She have corrupted the earth. Everything you see in the earth is corruption by the great whore. She have corrupted everybody. Everybody is corrupted. Everybody is stupid. Everybody dumb. Don't nobody got no sense. Don't nobody know what they doing. Don't nobody know what they got to do. Everybody and everything in this world is corrupted. The Bible says Satan have deceived the whole world. See, that's the great whore God, Satan. That's the great whore God, Satan. That's why you got all this evil in the world. They ain't talking about no righteousness. They ain't taught nobody no righteousness. They taught everybody how to be evil, how to be wicked, and how to be against the real God. So look, judgment have judged the great whore, which did corrupt her, will corrupt the earth with her fornication, and have avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. Who is his servant? The children of Israel. They are his servants. They are his people. They are his battle axe in the earth. The children of Israel. The 12 tribes. Okay? That's who it is. They are his servants. No, you cannot be the God of Israel's servant because you joined a church. No, you cannot be the God of Israel's servant if you get saved. No, you cannot be the God of Israel's servant if you're speaking in tongues. That ain't got nothing to do with the God of Israel. Again, people, speaking in tongues is just a gift that the God of Israel give his servants. Whoever keep his law, whoever serve him, whoever obey him. No, the Christian church is not speaking in a language. They're speaking in a Latin tongue, which is satanic. They can't even understand what they said. Speaking in tongue is a language that the Holy Spirit give you, the mother of all living things. Let me go to my top. It ain't got nothing to do with none of those things. So she judged, he judged in a great whore, and he pulled this remnant up out of the earth, the 10%, because she committed fornication. She taught everybody how to commit fornication. How do you commit fornication? When you go against what the God of Israel has already put in the earth for us to do, as his servant, Hebrews. He told us what not to do. He told us don't serve no other gods before him. He told us don't have no statues. He told us all of these things, what to eat, what to wear, where to go, what to do, how to be, what to do in this earth. He already told us what he wants. So we have, we have been taught to commit fornication against our God for the great whore. It's all about pleasing that whore. It's not about pleasing the God of Israel. It's about pleasing that whore, man. That whore got everybody pleasing her. Everybody is pleasing her. Everybody is on her side. And everybody is against the God of Israel. And he against y'all, too. He against you. That's why your children dropping dead, you dying, all kind of stuff dying, everything drying up. Yes. The God of Israel higher. He don't want nobody that don't want him. Believe me. And I'm going to prove that to y'all today. This is wisdom and knowledge. Prophetic power of Revelation 19. So we right here, 19:2. And he say, and have avenged, see, that's what the God of Israel is going to do. So he's not no all-loving God. He's going to avenge. He's fighting, man. He's fighting. He's avenging. He's taking revenge against the great whore. Avenge the blood of his servants at her hand. Verse 3, and again they said, hallelujah. His servants is the remnant that made it out of the new world order, the 10%. I ain't speaking about no Gentiles. Whatever they be, whatever they do, they not where Israel is and where Israel going to be. Yes, the Gentiles going to make it, some of them. Yes, but they are not the God of Israel people. They are his creation, but they not his people, okay? No. And again, they said, hallelujah. This is the servants. This are the 144,000 that would make it out of the New World Order, the 10% of the children of Israel. He ain't thinking, oh, he don't care if a Gentile praise him or worship him. He only want Israel. He after Israel, man. Israel is his inheritance. Israel is the delight of his eyes, man. Israel is his firstborn in the earth, his chosen seed, a royal generation that will live in the new kingdom, the holy city that's going to come down and sit on Mount Zion. So they said, hallelujah. And again they said, hallelujah, verse 3, and her smoke rose up forever and ever. Why? The great whore have been avenged. And the 10% that made it out of the New World Order and didn't receive the mark of the beast, they said, hallelujah. And the smoke rose. The smoke rose forever. See, this great whore, she's going to burn forever. And the people that worship her, the people that love her, the people that can't let her go, the people can't let her corruption go, the people can't let their gods go, and they're going to burn forever. Their smoke will be forever and ever. And the God of Israel is just going to look at the smoke of her burning and just be so happy because he have avenged his servants on the great whore. So y'all don't want to be on the whore side. I'm telling you right now, people. You don't want to be on the whore side. You don't want to be on the side. Because I'm telling you, what's about to hit this earth? Oh, my God. You don't want to be on her side. Because guess what? She won't be able to help you. She will not be able to help you at all. So they right here, they celebrating right now. They celebrating in paradise, the place that the God of Israel have preserved for his remnant. They celebrating right now. They happy because they see all those people, the great whore and the ten horns, all of them that went against the children of Israel, that went against the God of Israel. Vengeance is now upon them. Give me a minute. I'm going somewhere, people. Give me a minute. In verse 3, look what it said. Verse 4. And the 24 elders and the four beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, so be it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, not hallelujah, hallelujah, with an A. So be it is in the Hebrew, aman. I choose to say so be it because I'm a Hebrew woman. And I like to address the God of Israel in a Hebrew manner because he's the God of the Hebrews. Verse 5. So they all falling down, the remnant, the 144,000, all falling down, the 24 elders, the four beasts, and they worshiping the God of Israel. They worshiping him. And they say, verse 5, and a voice came out of the throne, saying, praise our God, all ye his servants. All ye his servants. Praise our God. See how the Bible make a difference in the gods of this world? Jesus, Buddha, Allah, Mosai, Yah, Jah, all of them gods, Shiva, our God. See, the God of Israel, the children of Israel only have one God. Even though they want many gods, and they had many gods, many statues that they set up over in Jerusalem, just like they setting up all over the earth. They got many statues and many things they want to title as their gods. But our God is a higher, the God of creation, the God of life, the God that give life and take life away. That's the children of Israel God, the real God. And it says, and a voice came out of the throne, verse 5, saying, praise our God, all ye his servants. All ye his servants. I'm still going to show you the great warriors. Don't give up. All you his servants. And ye that fear him, both small and great. Both small and great. You that fear him. Fear him. You must fear the God of Israel. You must fear the God of Israel if you want to be his servant. If you want to make it out of the New World Order. If you want to make it out what the Christians call the Great Tribulation. Then you must fear the God of Israel. Or you won't make it. The God of Israel ain't got nothing to do with Jesus. How loud can I say that to y'all, people? That's just a statue, an image that was set up by the great whore. Yes, it's just an image. Guadalupe, Mary, all that is just an image of a statue that was set up by some man in the earth. No, the God of Israel ain't got nothing to do with that. He hate crosses. He hate pictures of gods. And no. So look at here. So they're going to be praising our God. We're going to praise our God. And I heard it as it were the voice of a great multitude. And that's the voice of many waters. And that's the voice of mighty thundering. Say hallelujah for a higher God opponent ring. Verse 7. Let us be glad and rejoice. And give honor to him. Give honor to him. For the marriage of Ahiah is come. Not no marriage of the lamb. And it ain't no, the Son of God is not a lamb. See, right there is injections. Right there alone is injection. What am I call the Son of God a lamb for? He ain't no lamb. That's an animal. That's a animal. So the marriage, verse 7 of Revelation 19, has come. Because he done dealt with the great whore. He got her burnt up. He done destroyed the great whore. Her smoke is going up. All her allies. He done dealt with all the nations, all his enemies. And now his servants, the remnant, are rejoicing. Both small and great. Are rejoicing. Yeah, they have. And they said the God is a ring. So, for the marriage of Ahiah, verse 7, the God of Israel is come. And his wife have made herself ready. They got lamb there, like the children of Israel, 144,000, they're going to marry the Son of God. No, 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 no. 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 The God of Israel will always be the husband of the children of Israel. Always. So they wanted, they see, that's all that doctrine of the Christian church, see. They want to make everybody believe and think that you're going to marry Jesus, Cedric Borgia, the second Pope of Rome's son. They want to make you believe that. Look at the image, people. Look at the image. He even on the cross, Cedric Borgia, the second Pope of Rome's son. That's the one on the cross. That's him, Pete. That is a dead image, a dead man that died in the 15th century. That they glorified and made him out of a god, the Catholic Church. The gray whore. Now, let's keep going. So verse 7, let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of a highest come, and his wife have made herself ready. His wife is the 12 tribes of Israel that will live in the New Jerusalem, the holy city, that will come down. That will come down so we can marry our God, the God of Israel, all over again. Because he gave us a bill of divorce over there in the Torah. He gave us a bill of divorce. He gave Israel a bill of divorce for all of their abominations, for serving other gods and calling on other gods and committing fornication in the earth with the great whore. So he gave them a bill of divorce. Now he's ready to remarry Israel, his beautiful bride, that would be adored. Y'all read the holy city going to be coming down like a bride adored for her husband, because it's time for us to marry on God, the remnant. So the 12 tribes will make themselves ready, only the 10% of them, which is the 144,000. We got to make ourselves ready for our God now. How do we make ourselves ready? Follow the covenant and the law of the God of Israel. Do what the God of Israel told you to do. Where to go, what to eat, what to have. Follow him. Follow his ways. His ways is righteousness. What he say is righteousness. What he want us to do is righteousness. Talking about the law done away. When the law tell of you that you can't, a man shouldn't shave his hair, you know. But you know, it's so many laws in there. There's so many laws in there. We're going to go over some of them today, a little bit of them. Verse 8, and to her was granted, who is her? The 12 tribes, the remnant. I'm reading Revelation 19:8. Listen, people. Listen to me. Let me break this down for you, okay? In the prophetic. And to her, Israel, was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. No, a saint cannot be a Gentile. Let me repeat that. A saint cannot be a Gentile. A saint is the children of Israel, the 12 tribes. And there's so many scriptures in the Bible to prove that. To prove that. So listen here. So we have on fine linen. We done made it out of here. The fine linen is the righteousness of his saints. And he said unto me, right, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of Yeshaya. So yes, the Son of God will be there, Yeshaya. Yes, he'll be there with his Father, with the heavenly host. Yes, we all will be there. But the God of Israel is about to marry his bride. He's about to marry his bride. He will always be first in command. And the Son of God will always be second in command. The God of Israel is the first king. The Son of God is the second one. So he's going to marry his bride, okay, the supper of Yeshaya. And he said unto me, these are true sayings of God. Verse 10. And I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, see thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant and thy brethren. So don't worship me, John. Prophet John, please don't worship me. I am of your brethren, of the house of Israel. I am of your fellow servant and of thy brother that have the testimony of Yeshaya. Worship God. See, worship God. You don't worship Jesus, they call him. You don't worship the Son, Christ. Worship God the Father, Ahayah, the God of Israel. For the testimony of Yeshaya, not no Jesus, is the spirit of prophecy. Can y'all hear me? The testimony of Yeshaya is the spirit of prophecy. So everything that the Son of God was teaching his disciples was all about the prophetic. It was prophecy that he received from his Father. Before he came and while he was on earth, his Father was always talking to him, always speaking to him, always telling him what to tell his disciples or tell the people of Jerusalem. It's prophecy. Everything that the Son of God taught was prophecy when he was in there. It was the prophetic. He was telling them things that was going to come, things what was going to happen in the earth when he leave. And while he was in the earth, he was telling them prophecy, things that was going to happen. He told them, yeah, I'm going to be in the grave 3 days, and on the third day I'm going to rise. Prophetic, prophecy. He said, yeah, when I rise, you're going to see me. You're going to see me 40 days before I'm going to walk around Jerusalem. Prophecy, that happened, the prophetic. He said, I'm going to be put to death. All of that, everything that he said that was going to take place happened exactly the way he told them, which is prophecy. Prophetic events. That's why the God of Israel got to have a prophet. The Son of God was a prophet as well as a king. He got to have a prophet in the earth to speak to. That's the only way you're going to understand the prophetic of the God of Israel. Can't no elder give it to you, nobody. It must be a prophet of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God of Israel, Ahayah, is my name. So let's go here to Revelation 19:11, and we're going farther in the teaching. And I saw heaven open, he said. This is what John said. I saw heaven open, verse 11, and behold, a white horse. See, he get ready to deal with the great whore now. He get ready to deal with the great whore. He don't pull the remnant, the 10% out of the earth. The Christian church want to call it a rapture, but that's not what the Bible called it. He just told the angel to take the ship, the sickle, and reap the earth. Reap the earth, for it is time to reap the earth. Okay? And he just got his 144,000. Now he's ready to deal with the great whore. He's ready to destroy this whole world now. He got his people up out of here. He got everything. He's ready to deal with the great whore and the corruptors of the earth. All you corruptors of the earth. All you gays and homosexuals and lesbians and lawbreakers and covenant breakers, all the people, he ready to deal. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. Yes, he's coming back on a white horse, the Son of God, Yeshua. And he that sat upon him was called faithful and true. And in righteousness, he doeth judge and make war. So the Son of God in the heavenly host is coming back to this earth to judge and to make war. And he's going to judge righteously. How is he going to do that? He's going to, the God of Israel law, his father law. He's going to judge righteously and going to make war with the great whore. The one that corrupted the whole earth. Or the ones that corrupted the whole earth. So he gonna judge righteousness. He's gonna open up the law, and he's gonna go law by law by law by law by law, and he's gonna say all of the things that all these people that the great whore did against his father. He's gonna make war with the great whore. And I'm going to show you who that is. Verse 12. See, he's coming back for war. Okay? He's coming back to fight, man. After he pulled a remnant up out. They done made themselves ready. They don't went through the New World Order. And they survived it. Or we survived it. We survived it. And it said his eyes were as a flame of fire. See that? His eyes not blue, like all the pictures and stuff you see in the Jesus. His eye was as a flame of fire, and on his head was many crowns. He had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. Why? Because he had made war with the great whore. And he had avenged the God of Israel's enemies, the corruptors of the earth. That's why his vest was dipped in nothing but blood. Because he had slaughtered all you evil, wicked, statue loving, false God loving, abomination, fornication loving, adultery loving people. That was all the blood that was on the Son of God vesture of all the God of Israel enemies. All you Christian church, y'all, all of y'all are his enemies. Because y'all teaching another God. You're teaching another God. And I'm going to prove that today. So let's keep going. So he right here in Revelation 19:13, and he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God, which is Yeshua is his name. My Savior in the Hebrew. And it says, verse 14, and the armies, reading Revelation 19:14, and the armies which were in heaven armies. When anytime you see an army, that means they're coming to fight somebody. See, this is the part that the Christian church missed about the Son of God. Because their Jesus and their God that they got set up is just going to soak up everybody in a rapture. Everybody going to be soaked up that's a member of the Christian church, that's saved, that's sanctified, that's speaking tongues. No, false teaching, false doctrine, false understanding. That don't even have no scriptures or precept to back up what they believe. Not one. So look, Elder Doyer. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed with fine linen, white and clean. See, the linen is the righteousness of the saints. White and clean. And out of his mouth go a sharp sword, and where it should be, and where it, see, he should smite the nations. Who is the nations? The ten horns. The ten horns, the ten European powers, the great whore. The great whore. That's who it is. And I'm going to show you the head of the great whore. She got plenty allies, plenty people following her, you know, but I'm going to show you the head of the great whore. That he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treaded the winepress of the fierceness of the wrath of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And he have on his vesture, and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lords. No, ain't no Lord on his thigh. King of Kings. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourself together unto the supper of the great God, Ahiah, the God of Israel. He's the great God. That you may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captives, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bound, both small and great. Why? Because the God, the Son of God, the Shire, and the army of heaven, followed the Son of God on white horses, and they slaughtered. They did a deluge of blood in the earth. They slaughtered. That's why you have men laying all everywhere, dead, women, children, all kind of people laying dead. Yes, the God of Israel killed children too. Killed all kind of people, okay? Anybody that's against him. Not saying that a child is against them, but they've been taught to be against them. They've been taught to love another God and to serve another God and worship another God. So, yeah, they go too. They go too. So he said, come on, call all the birds of heaven. It's time for them to eat the great supper of the God of Israel, because I have avenged all the nations that came against me, that came against my son, that came against my kingdom, that came against my 12 tribes of Israel. I have avenged the blood of my saints. Come, it's time to eat the rich man. It's time to eat the billionaire. It's time to eat all those noble men and women that went against me. Eat them. God of Israel ain't no weak God, people. You don't know what God you do. What? Oh, my God. But look, let me keep going. And he said, verse 18, you're going to eat, it's time to eat the flesh of kings. Look at that. and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, both small and great. And I saw the beast. Who is the beast? Satan himself. I saw the red dragon, yes, Satan, and I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse, the Son of God, and against his arm. So this is the Armageddon they call it. This is the Armageddon they call it. When all nations will make themselves ready to fight against the God of Israel and his son and his 12 tribes. See, that's what it's all about. See, the great whore, she want to rule and she want to be in power forever. But the God of Israel ain't going to let that happen. The God of Israel ain't going to let nobody rule what he created. Their time is up now. It's time up for the great whore now. She done ruled long enough. Long enough, she done corrupted the earth long enough with her religion, all her false, phony, fake religions, and all her falling, phony, fake gods that she has set up, her statues. It's time to be dealt with now. All her phony, fake education, every phony, fake clothes, phony, fake food, everything that she has put up in the earth to corrupt the earth, it's time for it to be brought down now. They can't handle the God of Israel. I don't care how much bombs they make, how many, whatever they try to make to fight him, you will not be able to handle him with your super missiles, supersonic missiles, you call them. That's what you call them, supersonic missiles. China got them, Russia got them, I don't care who got them. The God of Israel would knock it down with just one look. Please, people. So they all on their horses, and they are ready to go over there towards the Middle East where the children of Israel would be in Zion, not in Zion, in Mount Sinai, the same mountain where we was when we left Egypt. That's where we're going to be. And they want to make war. They want to make war with the Son of God and the heavenly host. And they want to make war with the God of Israel. These are some foolish men to think they can handle the God of Israel. With their robots and their clones and all the stuff they making. I don't care how many clones y'all make, how many robots you make, how many AIs you make. You will not be able to stand against the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His name is Ahiah, the God of the Hebrew kingdom and nation. You won't be able to stand. He'll knock your robot out in one half of a second. All of them at one time. Please, people. So this is where we're at in prophecy, see. This is where we're at in prophecy, Revelation 19. He ready to judge the whore. He ready to pull out the 10%, the remnant. That's why we got to get ourselves ready, remnant. I done told y'all to leave all these religions, leave all these churches, leave all them gods. I told you back 3 years ago, before COVID even came out, that the God of Israel told me to tell y'all to close your schools, close your banks, close everything down. But you still didn't listen, and you opened the stuff right back up, and that's why you are in the predicament you're in right now, standing on your one and only leg left to stand in this earth. Well, yeah, I told you, COVID ain't going to never leave. COVID going to be here. It ain't going to go nowhere because that's your indignation. The God of Israel is a God of vengeance. That's the God of war. He fight his enemies. He fight all his enemies right now. Anybody that break the law, anybody that go against the God of Israel is his enemy. Listen to me, people. Women, children, little girls, boys, it doesn't matter. Anybody that go against the covenant of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is his enemy. See, the gray whore have taught y'all people to go against. So look what it says here. Give me a minute. I'm reading Revelation 19:19. They was ready. They gathered themselves together. Verse 20. And the beast was taken. See, Satan was taken. Your weak God Satan cannot do nothing with the God of Israel. He created him. How can he stop the God of Israel when the God of Israel created him? So the heavenly host, Michael, and the angels took Satan, the beast, the red dragon, the God that's behind all these nations that's coming against the God of all gods, or higher, the one and true only God in this earth. The beast, Satan, set up all these religions and all these protocols and all these laws and all this stuff they got going in the earth to come against the God of Israel and the children of Israel. To stop us, the children of Israel. And you won't be able to stop the remnant, the 144,000, though. Because the God, our God, will give us power from on high to deal with his enemies and our enemies. You won't be able to stop us. You won't be able to stop us. So the beast was taken, the red dragon, and with him the false prophet. That's wrought miracles before him. The false prophet is nobody but the Pope. And whatever clone they got set up, the Antichrist too. See, Pope been doing that stuff for many years, what he doing. Centuries. They probably got the false prophet is nothing but the Antichrist. That's who it is. A clone that they got already ready, laying up in a box somewhere waiting to let him out. Listen to me, people. So the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, that's the Antichrist, the false prophet. That wrought miracles. Could you turn on the AC, brother? That wrought miracles before him, which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast. See? The mark of the beast is Satan, 666. It's the number of a man. That man is the Pope. He's the false prophet. And then you got the Antichrist, the clone image that they gonna make. They got the clone image, and he gonna say, yes, people. And he deceived them. He deceived them that received the mark of the beast. He can't deceive the 144,000. He can't deceive the remnant. But he already done deceived so many. He already have deceived millions and millions and millions of people. Millions. There you go. It's on. Okay. So the false prophet that did miracles before him, which he deceived them. The false prophet ain't nobody but the Antichrist. It's the Antichrist that they're going to set up an image of a man, a clone image. And they received the mark of the beast in them that worshiped his image. Him that worshiped, these both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. 90% of this world will be cast alive. By who? By the Son of God and the heavenly host. By the Son of God in the heavenly... See, it's time for vengeance now. It's time for vengeance. All the ones that don't receive the mark, he's going to take them up out the earth. That would be his remnant. And he's going to cast alive all of them that receive the mark of the beast, the 90%. They're going to burn forever with the great whore. They fire going to descend up to heaven forever to the sky. So I told you people, you already been marked. You already been marked. Your DNA is already beginning to change. They've been marking you for centuries, people. They've been marking and doing experiments and DNA changing things on you for centuries. You already marked. You already have, your DNA have already been changed to receive the mark of the beast, in the beast. It's already been changed. You are ready to accept your God, Satan, in his image, the Antichrist. You ready, people. You are ready. There's nothing else the Son of God or your higher need to see now. There's nothing else. You people have shown him who you love, who you want to be with, where you want to go, what you want to do, how you want to do it. You don't want the God of Israel, people. And he don't want you either. So he's going to kill you and take you up out of this earth. And then after he do that, the great judgment all will rise, both small and great. He's going to cast you into the lake of fire that will burn with brimstone forever. Yeah, you wicked, evil people can't go with him. You're too evil. You hate, oh my God. If I just go through all the things, but I'm not even talking about that today. This is a prophetic broadcast today. So it say, look what it say now. It's a lake of fire burning with brimstone. A lake of fire. Lake is so very huge. Just fire. Everywhere it's going to be fire. He's going to destroy this earth with fire. And then he's going to throw all you evil, wicked people that's against the God of Israel in that fire. Verse 21, and the remnant, see, 19:21, and the remnant was slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls was filled with their flesh. So all that he don't throw in the lake of fire, that received the mark of the beast, he's going to kill him with a sword. Him and the heavenly host. So now I'm going to go farther into my teaching and talk about the great whore now. And I want to go to Isaiah 34. Isaiah 34, people. So yes, we are at that time and of the end, man. Isaiah 34 is talking about God's vengeance. And I just read to you in Revelation 19 where he was telling the angels. And he sent the Son and the heavenly host back to judge and make war against the great whore. Okay, so now we're going to show you who that great whore is, And before I do that, though, before I do that, I would like to precept Revelation 19. Let me go to that in a minute. Okay, let me precept. And I heard much people. Revelation 18, okay. I want to precept, okay, we're going to precept Revelation 19, verse 1. And after these things, I heard a great voice out of much people in heaven saying, Hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power unto a higher our God. So if you precept that, it's going to take you to Revelation 18. I'm going to read it 1 through 9. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, saying, having great power. And the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon, the great is falling. Is falling. It has become the habitations of devils and the hole of every foul spirit and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. This is the great whore. I read to you in Revelation 19 where him and that heavenly host was getting ready to make war with the nations. Okay, and he cried, verse 3, for all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. And the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacy. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, and that you receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God on high have remembered her iniquities. Verse 6 of Revelation 18, reward her even as she hath rewarded you, and double unto her double according to her works, and the cup which she hath filled, which she have filled to her double. How much has she glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her. For she said in her heart, I sit a queen and am no widow and shall see no more sorrow. So this is the great whore. Now let me go back to Revelation 19. And I'm going to read, and I saw verse 1 and verse 2. Wait, one moment. I'm going to go back. Revelation 19. And after these things, verse 1, that was a precept I just read. I heard a great voice of much people in heaven said, hallelujah, salvation, glory, and honor, and power unto a higher our God. For the true and righteous are his judgments, for he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication. See, that's what I just read to you in Revelation 18, 1 through 9, that great whore, the God of Israel, was ready to judge, and he told his people to come out of her, that you will not be partaker of her sins and her plague, okay? Because it was time for her to fall. It was time for the God of Israel to deal with her. He said, give her double for her sin, for coming against my children of Israel. Give her double. Her sins has reached up to heaven. She have committed fornication. She have taught all the kings of the earth, and the merchants have become rich with their ships, going back and forth across the water. They have become rich and wealthy from their delicacy. This great whore, and I'm going to break the whore even down for you more, man, that you've got to understand, Hebrews, Israel, you need to understand that it is time for the great whore to be dealt with by the God of Israel. He already dealing with her. And I just told you, prophetically speaking, she's standing on her last leg. And once that leg breaks, then she through. She won't get back up either. Once that last leg go down, that last leg that go down, who is that? Britain. That's the last leg that's holding up the great whore. Yeah. Because everybody else don't turn against her. China, Russia, Saudi Arabia, South Africa, I believe everybody's turning against that great whore. So she on her last leg, people. The only one she got with her is the 10 horns, which that ain't nothing but the European Union. Once that be broke down, her last leg to stand, she finished. And her smoke will rise forever and forever and forever and forever. Let me go. Now let me read Revelation 18, 32 and 35 verse as a precept also to Revelation 18, 1 through 9. So let's read Deuteronomy right now. Yes, she on her last leg. She's on her last leg, people. The 10 horns that Revelation speak on, that's her last leg. That's her last leg, because everybody else done turned against her. And in the end, they going to turn against her. They all going to shoot at her. They all going to shoot at her and make her bare. That's what Revelation 18 say. They going to make her bare. You can really read the whole chapter if you want to. Her ships are already being stopped. Her merchant ships, China don't want to give her nothing no more. It's finished, man. She on her last leg. Deuteronomy 32:35. To me belongeth vengeance, the God of Israel say, and recompense. Their foot shall slide in due time, for the day of their calamity is at hand, and the things that shall come upon them make haste. Y'all hear the God of Israel? Their day of their calamity is at hand. And the things that shall come upon the great whore is making haste. It's coming real quick, people. Real quick. And if you don't get out of the great whore, you're going to fall with her. You're going to come down with her man. The God of Israel told you, get out of her that you don't be included in her plagues. COVID and all the rest of it, okay? The day of a calamity is at hand. Calamity is Hebrew number 3:4:3. In the sense of bending down, oppression, by implication, misfortune, ruin, destruction. The day of her destruction is at hand, and it make haste for the great whore. It say, haste is Hebrew number 2:3:6:3. To primary root, to hurry. The God of Israel is ready to hurry this people. It's time now. It is time for the great whore to go down. Hurry. And that's why he have his prophet here talking to you right now, telling you, pack your bags, pack up your kids, get up out of the great whore. Get up out of the great whore. Get up out of the great whore. I'm going to show you who the great whore is. Specifically show you who it is. And then if you don't believe from that, people, ain't nothing the God of Israel could do to help y'all. You're just going to be destroyed with her. Now, it say to hurry, to be eager. With excitement or enjoyment, make haste ready. That's haste. It say, for the day of their calamity is at hand, and the things that shall come upon them, make haste, eager, ready. So, now what I'm going to read is Revelation 19:5. I want to do a precept on that. I'm going to say Isaiah. 34. Let's read Revelation 19, 5 verse. Revelation 19, 5, people. Listen to me, people. Listen to the God of Israel. And a voice came. This is Revelation 19, 5. My text is Revelation 19. I'm just precepting a few verses here to give you more wisdom and knowledge and understanding. And a voice came out of the throne saying, praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. So when you precept that, Revelation 7:15, therefore are they before the throne, they, the remnant, the 144,000 of the children of Israel. Therefore are they before the throne of the God of Israel and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. That throne would be the new Jerusalem that will come down out of heaven from the God of Israel as a bride adored for her husband. And the Bible says in Revelation, we will be forever with him. And we're going to serve him night and day in his temple, the holy city, the new Jerusalem. Not that temple that Solomon made and David now. That temple was already been torn down and corrupted by the children of Israel, bringing all their gods and all their abominations up in the temple that Solomon built. I'm not talking about that temple. That temple would never be built again for the God of Israel. He don't want that. He never wanted it, no way. He told Gad to tell David, I don't need no temple, David. I'm happy living in the wilderness. I'm happy dwelling in tents.
I don't want no temple. Can't no building contain me. Can't no building contain me, David. I don't want no building. Tell him, Gad. He told his prophet Gad to go tell him. I don't want no building. But if he wants to do it, let him go ahead and do it. But me personally, the God of Israel, I'm happy dwelling in the wilderness. I'm happy dwelling in tents. I'm happy going from curtain to curtain of the children of Israel in the wilderness. I like a tabernacle. That's what the God of Israel, like a tabernacle. Something that he built his own self. Something that he liked, he desired. Well, he told Moses, his prophet, to build him. He don't want nothing that man put together, build and all of that. Hand out stones and all that stuff. They decorating it and all of. No. So that temple would never be built again. The God of Israel destroyed that temple. He tore it down. He sent the Romans. He sent the Greeks. He sent the Babylonians, all kind of other nations to tear down the temple of Jerusalem because they defiled it. Solomon defiled the temple. It was defiled before they even built it because the God of Israel didn't even want it. So why would I build something that he don't want? He said, go ahead. If y'all want to build it, go ahead, but I don't want it. So no, the God of Israel don't want no building. He hates buildings. He don't need no building. So all your buildings and all your stuff that you got set up is paganism to the God of Israel. And that's why he's going to burn the world up and everything in it. With all your gods and statues and stuff you people like. So yes, let me go back to my teaching now. So I am precepting now, Revelation 19:5. It took me to Revelation 7:15. Therefore are they before the throne of God, the remnant, and serve him day and night and in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne, the God of Israel, the Son of God got a throne too. The Holy Spirit got a throne. All three have a throne. They all three are gods. All three of them are gods. Okay? But he is the God. And they up under him. Let me go to another precept. Revelation 20 verse 12. Revelation 20 verse 12. Let us make man in our own image. That's why you got a woman in the earth. The Holy Spirit is a woman. Let us make man in our own image. How you think a woman came in the earth? It didn't come from Adam. It didn't come from a higher God of Israel. It didn't come from the Son of God. They men. So it's got to be a woman in the earth. The woman is the Holy Spirit, the mother of all living things. The Ruach in the Hebrew. So that's how you got a woman in the earth, because she is a woman. So look here. Revelation 20, verse 12, people. I'm trying to help y'all. I'm trying to help you. And I saw the dead, it say, small and great, stand before the God of Israel. And the books were open. And another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead was judged out of those things which was written in the books according to their works. So he had the book of the law open, his covenant. He had that open. See, that's the first book he opened. Because everybody going to be judged from the law. That's what you're going to be judged by. And that's what you're going to be judged from. The law of the God of Israel. He opened the book right here. And then he opened the other books. The books was open, the law. the book of good deeds, the book of the law, the book of good deeds, and the book of life. The books was open. So don't think you're going to go to the God of Israel when judgment day comes and stand before him on Mount Zion. Let me see where it's at. Mount Sinai, I believe. I still have to do more research on that, people. I believe that where we're going to be judged by the God of Israel will be Mount Sinai, the same place where the children of Israel was, the same place where Moses was, where he went up to the mountain, the holy mountain where the bush was burning. I believe that's the same place we will be judged and the books will be opened. I have to do more research to clarify that, but that's what I believe, where the judgment will take place. But anyway, people, the books was open, okay? So you're going to be judged out of the law. You will be judged out of the law. What do the law say? The law says a lot of things. We got 613 laws, all that we have. We have more laws, but we don't have them. But from what we can see, it's 613 laws that you will be judged from. That's what we're going to be judged from. Not how long you've been a member in the Christian church, how long you served Jesus, how long you sung in the choir, how long you served Buddha, how long you served Allah and all your gods. You're going to be judged according to the law of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel. My name is Ahayah. So the books was open, the book of life, all the books. So let's go to Psalms 103 to close this out. Psalms 103:22. Let me check something here. Still got a little time left, people. Psalms 103:22. Yes. Psalms 103:22. Bless Ahayah, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments. Hearken unto the voice of his word. So the God of Israel, David right here said, bless Ahayah, ye his angels. Psalms 103:21. This is a precept for Revelation 19:5, another precept. Bless ye Ahayah, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Where's their pleasure? In the law, in the covenant. This is how you bless the God of Israel. When you keep his law, you bless him. You make him happy. You make him happy with you. You make him want to bless you. You make him want to give you things. You make him want to make you feel good and happy in life. Bless ye all his ministers. Who was his ministers? The disciples. That's why they were so full of joy. They were so full of joy by the God of Israel. They didn't care if the Romans killed them. They didn't care what happened to their life, because they knew that when they leave this earth, that they was going to be with their father. So they blessed the God of Israel in the earth. They did what the Son of God told them to do, what his father told him to teach his disciples. He said, Father, you have gave them me and the earth. They was yours. Y'all don't know the Bible. They was yours, Father, but you gave them to me. So no, the disciples belong to the Father. Everything belongs to the Father now. everything belongs to the Father, the God of Israel. He said, you gave me them out of the earth. They was yours, but you gave them to me. I have taught them your name. I have taught them your doctrine, what you want them to know. And they were so blessed by the God of Israel. They had so much power. The same thing that the remnant going to have is the same thing that Peter and them had. The same power. They was considered as the remnant back then. Because everybody turned against Yeshua, the Son of God. Everybody went against him. All the children of Israel went against him. Just like they're going against him today for other gods. The same exact scenario, people. So yes, Peter and them have power. And I get people to ask, well, why we don't have no power? Because you're not serving the same God that Peter and them served. That's why you don't have no power. Only the real God can give you that power. Why we don't see miracles like the disciples? They lay hands on people, cast a left and all. Yes. Because they died and lost their life for the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, people. They told the Romans, you can do whatever you want to do. You can kill us. You can beat us. We don't care what you do. But we ain't going to stop calling on the name of our God, Ahayah. No, they didn't call on no Yeshua. They didn't call on him. Believe me, people. Those are injected things in the New Testament. He taught the disciples the name of his Father. That's who they was worshiping. That's who they was calling on. That's who they was glorifying in the earth. And the Father is the one who gave them the power and the Holy Spirit. The Son of God even said, all power have been given to me. Where did that power come from? His Father. His Father. Y'all glorify a false image, a false God. No, you ain't going to see no miracles. Little fake miracles that the red dragon let the false prophet do in front of y'all. Little fake miracles. The preachers and bishops and them doing that the red dragon let them do. The Father gives Satan that little authority that he has to deceive the people. Because he know y'all don't want him no way. So go ahead and deceive them. Deceive them. Let them believe a lie rather than the truth. This scripture I just said, let them believe a lie, let them believe a lie, Israel, rather than the truth. So that little fake stuff they got going in them churches, where they got people getting up out of wheelchairs, come on, people. That's just deception of the beast, the red dragon, and the false prophet, the great whore. Now, so look what it say here. Now I'm getting ready to leave because I'm running out of time. And it says here, blessed is the highest Psalms 103:22. All his work and all places is his dominion, of his dominion. Bless the higher, O my soul. So that's who you got to bless. How do you bless the higher? You congratulate him and say Hebrew number 1:2:8:8. So bless Barak. 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 That's blessing. That's the word bless in the Hebrew. Barak. Barak. To kneel. This is how you bless the God of Israel higher. Kneel. Kneel. Get on them rusty, tired old
knees. You young folks got good knees. Kneel before the God of Israel. Not kneel before no statues. Not kneel before Jesus. Not kneel before Guadalupe. None of that. Kneel before the God of Israel. Higher, the God of the Hebrew kingdom. The God of the Hebrew nation. This is how you bless him. Kneel to him and no other gods and statues and idols. Implication to bless God. Hebrew number 1:2-8, if you want to follow me. As an act of adoration, and vice versa, bear as benefits. Abundantly, all together, and all. Bless, congratulate, praise, salute. Y'all people ain't doing none of that. None of that. You think the God of Israel going to give you something? Do you think the God of Israel going to do something for you people? Absolutely not, man. Absolutely nothing. If you can't bless him and love him and adore him and worship him and bow before him, what is he going to do for you? Absolutely nothing. He's going to throw you in a lake of the fire with the beast and the false prophet. That's what's going to happen when you stand up on Judgment Day when the books are open. Next Bible verse. I'm going to Isaiah now. Let's go to Revelation 19. One more verse. 7. We still precept in Revelation 19. Revelation 19, verse 7. Let me see how much time I got. A little bit. Thank you, God of Israel. Revelation 19, 7. Revelation 19, 7, people. It's all about Ahiah. It's all about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, people. Revelation 19, 7. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. Give honor to the God of Israel. Okay? Let us be glad and rejoice. Okay? I'm just reading the text, and then we're going to give you a precept to it. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. For the marriage of the God of Israel is come, and his wife have made herself ready. So let's go and precept that. And it's going to take us to Hosea 2:19-20. Hosea, hold on, people. Let me look up something real quick right here. Real quick, and we're going to use the last hour to really bring out this whore, the great whore. Hosea 2:19, okay? Let me read a little bit of this. We're going to read verse 19. And I will betroth thee unto me forever. Hosea 2:19-20. And I will betroth thee unto me forever. Yea, I will betroth thee unto me in righteousness and in judgment and in loving kindness and in mercy. I will even betroth thee unto me in faithfulness, and thou shalt know Ahiah. And it shall come to pass, verse 21 of Hosea 2. And that day I will hear, said Ahiah, I will hear the heavens, and they shall hear the earth. And the earth shall hear the corn, and the wine, and the oil, and they shall hear Jezreel, Jerusalem. And I will sow her unto me, talking about the remnant, when we go back to Mount Sinai, the mountain of judgment, when we go back there, the same place we was when we left Egypt, we're going to begin to sow. We're going to begin to sow and build and plant again. Jezreel means Jerusalem, the children of Israel. Verse 23, and I will sow her unto me, see that, in the earth, and I will have mercy upon her, the remnant, and that have not attained mercy, and I will say to them which were not my people, that thou art my people, and they shall say, thou art my God. See, he's going to patrol Mary, Israel, the 144,000. The same ones that was in Revelation 19 praising him, saying, hallelujah, salvation to our God. He's trying to judge the great whore. These are the people that the God of Israel will betroth, mean marry. This show you that the Son of God would never be the husband of the children of Israel. Never. He cannot. They must marry the God of Israel, the Father. He married them way back then when they left Egypt. When they left Egypt, the children of Israel, he married them right there in the wilderness. But they just refused to obey him. They refused to do what he wanted them to do. And that's why he gave them a bill of divorce and scattered them all over the earth. That's why Israel's everywhere, mostly in the Caribbean, the 10 tribes. Mexico, all over there, the Caribbean. That's where the 10 tribes are. They scattered all over the earth, black people, Judah, Brazil, Australia, everywhere. Because he gave Israel a bill of divorce, and he killed millions and millions of them, maybe billions, when they was in Jerusalem, our ancestors, and he scattered the rest of them all over the earth. That's how we got here on slave ships. Yes, we are Israel. We are the Hebrews. We are from the tribe of Judah, Yehuda. Then you got Levi, the Haitians. They was on the ship with us. Then you got Benjamin. They was on the ship with us, the Jamaicans. It was three tribes on the ships. That was over there in the Ivory Coast, West Africa, when the great whore came to get us and bring us on slave ships to America. So let's get that great whore now. Let's go more deep into this great whore. I'm going to look up the word betrothed, though, right here in Hosea chapter 2, verse 19 and 20. Betrothed. You know what it say, Hebrew number 7:8:1, a primary root to engage for matrimony, betrothed with spouse. We are the God of Israel, wife. Hebrews, a Gentile will never be his wife. He will never marry a Gentile. He's the God of Israel. He's the God of the Hebrew kingdom. He ain't going to marry no Gentile. Never. Never, ever, ever will he marry a Gentile. Never, people. So he's got, and the Son of God will never be the children of Israel's husband. Let's go to Luke 14, just to close that out. So if the engagement going to take place in Hosea chapter 2. Engagement, verse 19 to 20. We're going to marry him. That's why I say in Revelation 19, the bride made herself ready. Who is the bride? The 144,000, the remnant that's going to make it up out of the earth, out of all this chaos and darkness and destruction that's about to hit up in here. So these people can keep walking around all they want to walk. But the God of Israel is on, he's coming, man. And he's making haste. That means he's coming very quickly. Quickly, my people, quickly.
quickly. You think this stuff would do blowing all these blow-ups and car crashes and young people, 3 or 4 or 5 young people getting killed and car, all of this is destruction from the God of Israel for your evil and wicked ways, our evil and wicked ways. Now, let me look up Luke 14 just to show you who is the bride here. It ain't got nothing to do with no Christians. Christianity is a new religion that was set up in the 15th century over there in Germany. That's where it started, in Germany, in Europe. It's a white man religion with a white God and image named Jesus behind it. That's all it is. It ain't got nothing to do with the Hebrew kingdom at all. Hebrews are black people. And they have a black God. And his name is Ahiah. And his son's name is Yeshaya, my Savior in the Hebrew. Y'all people need sense in this earth, man. You need the prophetic so you can understand. And all these leaders, they need to sit down. But the God of Israel is going to deal with them. He's going to deal with them, believe me. In a minute. He's making haste right now. Luke 14. Let's go to that. And then we're going to deal with Isaiah in our closing. Luke 14. Luke 14. I'm going to show you who the great whore is, who he come to judge now. Luke 14. Okay, where are we? Right. Luke 14. Yes, Luke 14. And thou shalt be blessed, this saint, for they cannot recompense thee, but thou shalt be recompensed at the resurrection of the just. Let me go up. You go up here. The parable of the wedding feast. See, the Son of God was teaching his disciples about the wedding feast of the God of Israel. I told you, the Spirit of Christ is the prophetic. It's prophecy. That's all he was here to give his disciples and Israel, prophetic information that was going to take place when he left and while he was there. He always spoke to them in parables. Parables is the prophetic. Only a prophet can understand parables of the God of Israel. He was a prophet. That's why he understood it. And the disciples did understand. They didn't understand what he was saying most of the time, not until after he left. And he endued them from power with, he endued them with power from on high. The God of Israel gave them power, the disciples, from on high. That's what he told them that was going to happen when he left. So look, it says here, Luke 14:7. And he put forth a parable to those which was bid, when he mocked how they chose out the chief room, said unto them, when thou art bidden of any man to a wedding, sit not down. I don't want to go through that. I want to do Isaiah 34. We'll come back to this if I have time. But I need to show you who the great whore is. Isaiah 34. I'm running out of time here. Isaiah 34. Isaiah 34, people. Isaiah 34, we're going to read the whole chapter. God's vengeance. Come near,
ye nations. Judgment on the nations. That's what we're reading right now. The great whore is the nations. And then you got one head top leader that's over the nations. Okay? Come near, ye nations, to hear and hearken, ye people. Let the earth hear. Let the earth hear. Hear who? A prophet. Let the earth hear and all that is therein. The world and all things that come forth of it. You better listen. You better pay attention. O nations, what is about to happen up in this earth? Listen to Isaiah. Listen to Elisha, the prophet of the God of Israel. Prophetess. For the indignation of Ahiah, Isaiah 34:2, is upon all nations. Can y'all hear me? The indignation of Ahiah is upon all nations, with the great whore at the top of the nations. Because that's how they became rich and wealthy and became merchants. Sending their stuff back and forth across the ocean to the great whore. For the indignation of Ahiah is upon all nations, and his fury upon all their armies. He have utterly destroyed them. He have delivered them to the slaughter. To the slaughter. I told you, whatever they trying to do, whatever they trying to come up with, how many clothes they trying to make, robots, won't stop the God of Israel. It's a great slaughter of all nations. What nations is that? The ten horns. The red dragon, they God Satan. And the great whore. Let me show you the great whore is. Indignation, Hebrew number 7110, a splinter as chipped off, rage or strife, foaming at the mouth, indignation, so very angry. That's the indignation of the God of Israel, higher. He mad at all the nations. He in great spirits. Why? Because all the nations have set up all their gods, all their idols, all their idolatry, all their everything against the law and against the God of Israel. And now it's time for him to take vengeance. Now listen, Isaiah 34:2. We read that. For the indignation of the highest for all nations, and his fury upon all their armies. So I don't care how many armies and horses y'all get together at Armageddon, you won't be able to stop the God of Israel and his heavenly hosts. He have utterly destroyed them and delivered them to the slaughter. Verse 3 of Isaiah 34. Their slain also shall be cast out, and their stink shall come up out of their carcasses. And the mountains shall be melted with their blood. He's come to make war, the Son of God. And all the hosts of heaven shall be dissolved. And the heavens shall be rolled together as a scroll. And all their hosts shall fall down, as the leaf falling out from the vine, and as a falling fig from the fig tree. All of you nations, Gentile nations, all of y'all will fall down. Your dominion is over. Your world is over, man. I don't care how much you try to hold on to it, how much you try to dress it up and fix it up, building this and building that and setting up this. No. It is over, people. It is over. I'm telling you, standing on your last leg, and your last leg is about to be broke. Wait for the Father you. I'm speaking to you nations for the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel. My name is Ahiah. I am his prophet. You are standing on your last leg. And your last leg is about to be broken. Listen to me, people. Isaiah 34:5. For my sword shall be bathed in heaven. My sword. Y'all didn't know the God of Israel got a sword, did you? No, y'all just think he's some the weak God where you can do whatever you want to do, say whatever you want to say, go wherever you want to go, do whatever you want to do, eat whatever you want to eat, wear whatever you want to wear. Oh, I can do whatever I want to do. I can do whatever I want to do. No, you can't. You can't. You can't. You can't. And that's why you people are in the predicaments that you are in, because you cannot do what you want to do. He done put you in this earth for you to do what you want to do. He put you in this earth to keep his law, to serve him, to obey him, to worship him as your God, Israel, Gentiles. For my sword shall be bathed in heaven. Behold, it shall come upon Idumean and upon the people of my curse to judgment. My sword will be bathed with blood in heaven. He don't have to come down here. He don't even have to leave his throne. He said in his son, in his army, his sword gonna be bathed with blood. He okay. Bathed with blood in heaven. Idumea, he say. His sword will be bathed with blood upon Idumea. Who is Idumea, Pete? Do y'all know who that is? Let me show you who it is. It's the great whore. Let me show you who Idumean is. Because that's who he coming to judge. The great whore. Idumean, Isaiah 34:5, Hebrews 1:2-3. Idumean. From Red, R-E-D, Edom. The elder twin brother of Jacob, hence the region Idumean, occupied by him, Edom, Edomite, Idumea. So that's who he coming to judge. Esau, Edom, Red, Idumean, the people of his curse. Now listen to me. That's a great whore. Esau. All the European powers, the ten horns. Spain, Idumean, Esau, Jacob's big brother. Russia, Idumea, Jacob's big brother Esau. They his daddy. They just his children. German, Esau. Europe, Spain, Britain, Esau. Switzerland, Sweden, Denmark, Norway, all of them, Australia, all of them is Esau. Red, he came out red all over like a hairy garment. Read Genesis 25:25 to see who Esau is. That's what the precept is taking. That's what the Strong's dictionary is taking me to, Genesis 25:25. Idumean, it's a Hebrews 1:19, rosy, red, ruddy. That's who Esau is. And he's going to bathe it. Red sword in heaven. Bathe it, people. Great slaughter of the ten horns in Revelation. The ten horns. That's Edom. That's Esau. They took down the ten tribes. That's why everybody speaks Spanish in the Caribbean.
because the spaniards is Esau's children. Britain is Esau's children. That's why they speak British over there in Belize. He took them down. All of these people. I'm out of time now, people. But I want to show you that Edom, the Edomian, is Edom. Edomites. He said, for my sword should be bathed in heaven. And that's who the Son of God going to have his vest dipped in blood with a great slaughter. He's going to kill all the white folks. Why? I'm going to show you another reason why. Hold on, people. Edom, Esau. He said, Edom is upon the people of my curse to judgment. The people of my curse to judgment. The sword of Ahio is filled with blood. It is made fat with fatness and with the blood of lambs and goats and with the fat of the kidneys of rams. For Ahio have a sacrifice in Bozrah, a great slaughter in the land of Edomia, Esau, Edom. Where's his land? His land was over there, ancient. Ancient. Ancient, over there in Africa somewhere was his land, Mount Seir, up in the mountain. That's where he used to live. In ancient times, Esau, Jacob, big brother, my big brother, because I'm a Hebrew woman. From the tribe of Judah. Now his modern day land, because ain't nobody over there, Ahio already took them Romans down that was living in Mount Seir way back then. It's deserted. We ain't got none of graves there now. But today is modern day Edom. Edomia is Europe. Europe and America is the great whore that's over all of the nations. She the great whore. She rule all the nations. White folks, Edom, Esau. So Europe, all of Europe, Australia, all of that, Sweden, all of that. Rosy, they rosy in the face. This is how you identify Esau, pink looking, rosy. They skin is rosy, like a rose. They turn red as fire when they get hot in the sun. This is Esau, Edomia, Edomite. And look what he said. I have a great sacrifice in Bozrah and a great slaughter in the land of Edomia. Verse 7 of Isaiah 34. And the unicorn should come down with them, and the bullocks and the bulls in their land shall be soaked with blood. Y'all still believe the God of Israel is a weak God? Oh, no, people. Come, ye, let me get another scripture right here just to clarify. Yeah, the great whore is America, Babylon the Great. Give me a minute. Look up some here. Running out of time. Okay, it said Romans 7:15. Let me show you what the God of Israel feel about Edom, Edomian. In the Hebrew, it's Edomian. Let me show you. Romans 7:15. For that which I do. Come on. Excuse me. Wait. One minute. Thank you.
right now, love people. So it's a scripture in the Bible that says it like this. Jacob I love, but Esau I hate. Romans. Let's go to Malachi 1:1 and say, and it's 1:2 in Romans, in the New Testament. I love Jacob, but I hate Esau. I love Jacob, but I hate Esau. It's in Malachi. Then one is in Romans 9:13. So the God of Israel hate Esau. They are the people of his curse. And I'm going to go back over that. So the great whore is America, Babylon the Great. She got all kind of hateful birds or every foul spirit inside of her. And her, she the great whore. She got other whores about her, which is the 10 horns, the 10 European powers or European Union, EU. Okay. It said, it, as it is written, Jacob I love, but Esau I hate. Romans 9:13. Let me go back to my verse. Now, it says here, go back here, go back to Isaiah 34. The land of the so he have a great slaughter in the land of Adumia, and the unicorn shall fall. Let me do verse 8. For it is the day of the highest vengeance, and the year of his recompense, for the perversity of Zion, who is Zion, the children of Israel, the 12 tribes. Esau's big brother have always hated Jacob, has always went against Jacob, the children of Israel. Jacob is their father, Esau's little brother. Because of the perversity of Zion, the Romans, Idumean, they took down Peter, John, Paul, and all of them. That's Idumean, that's Esau. They took down Jerusalem in 70 A.D. They killed the Son of God. That's why he called them the people of his curse. They killed the Son of God, the Idumeans, which is Esau. Esau, Edom, red, all over like a hairy garment. So they are the people of the God of Israel curse. They're the great whore. They rule all these countries. They rule Edom, you rule all these countries, all these nations. He ruled the world. He in power right now. He in power over in Europe and America. He in power. Not in Saudi Arabia, nothing like that. Because that's Ishmael over there. He's in power in Europe. So look what it says. For Zion, they set up all the medication you got to destroy Israel. They toss you Israel dead and done away with. Edom, Idumean. They set up all the churches you see. They set up all the gods you see. All the statues. Everything you see, they set it up. All the school system. All the evil judicial systems are their laws. All your history books, they wrote them. So vengeance. It's time to repay Edom for what he did against the God of Israel and the God of Israel people, the children of Israel. He said, because of Zion's sake, I will slaughter you, the people of my curse.
Look what he say. Let me go back up to that. Because I want a precept. We'll get it in a minute. We'll keep reading. Running out of time. And he said, the slain, verse 3, and the slain also shall be cast out, and the stink shall come up out of their carcass, and the mountains shall be melted with their blood. All of you see on the horses in Revelation 19, the Armageddon, they call it. Those are the people. That's Edom. And they got Japhat along with them, the Chinese, all of them. Japhat, the Gentiles, the Hamites. Japhat is Gentiles, the Hamite is Gentile, and Esau is Gentile. They all going to come against the children of Israel. And the God of Israel going to send his army with the Son of God to take them down. For my sword shall be bathed in heaven. Isaiah 34:6. He got a great slaughter in Bozrah. You look at Bozrah, it's Hebrew number 1224. Bozrah, a place in Edom. Mount Seir. Right now is over there in Europe, modern day Edom. Verse 8 of Isaiah 34. For it is the day of our highest vengeance, in the year of his recompense for the perversity of Zion. And the streams there shall be turned into pitch, and the dust there into brimstone, and the land there shall be called burning pitch. So if you take this all the way back to Revelation 18, where he said they're going to shoot at her, and they're going to do this to her, and they're going to burn her with fire. All of this is the vengeance of the God of Israel. This is a precept to Revelation 19 and Revelation 18. Isaiah 34 is the vengeance of the God of Israel, the great slaughter in Bozrah, which is Edom. And it says, Isaiah 34:10, it shall not be quenched night nor day, he says. The smoke there shall go up forever. I read that to you in Revelation 19 and Revelation 18. The smoke shall go up forever from generation to generation. It shall lie waste. None shall pass through it forever and ever. Okay, people, I am about to leave now, people. I am about to leave. Isaiah 34:5, precept. Isaiah 34:5, let me read that first. It says, for my sword shall be bathed in heaven. Behold, it shall come down upon Idumea and upon the people of my curse to judgment. So with our precept that, it took me to Isaiah 63:1. Who is this that come from Edom with dyed garments from Bozrah? This that is glorious in its apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength, I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. So that's the Son of God when he come back with the army of heaven. They going straight to Bozrah. They going straight to Europe to deal with Edom, the people of a higher curse. another precept. Psalms 137:7. Right, remember, O Ohio, the children of Edom in the day of Jerusalem, who said, raise it, even to the foundation thereof. Remember, God of Israel, what Esau did to us in 70 A.D. Remember what Esau did to the children of Israel, the Babylonians, Esau. Remember what the Greeks did to the children of Israel, Esau. Remember, God of Israel, what they did to us when they put us on slave ships in the 15th century, Esau. Remember, God of Israel, when we went from Egypt to go to the wilderness, how Esau blocked our path from going through Edom. Esau, remember, David said, what Edom have done to Jerusalem, to Israel, your people. Let's go to another scripture. Another precept, Jeremiah 49:7. Concerning Edom, Jeremiah 49:7. Right now they got something going on here in Mexico. And right now they are calling it. Let me just say this a little bit before I go out here, people. It is called they worship in Guadalupe. They say they got millions of people in Mexico City right now that's worshiping Guadalupe. It's a holiday for a statue called Guadalupe, Maria, the Virgin. Do y'all know the children of Israel got killed for this stuff in ancient times? Serving up, it ain't nothing but Astra. They used to call her Astra back in Jerusalem day. Today they call her Guadalupe. Today they call her Virgin Mary or Maria. It's the same goddess that the children of Israel got killed by the God of Israel for worshiping in Jerusalem. The same goddess that Solomon set up in the temple. Astra. A deity of the Canaanites. Today they call it Guadalupe. It's just a statue. And they got, it said the news right here, devotion to Virgin Mary draws millions to Mexico City shrine. You ought to see all of these crazy people. Millions of people. Oh my God, y'all better be careful over there. You better be careful, man. The God of Israel is looking down on this madness that y'all doing, worshiping pictures and statues. So they got that going right now. Millions have went over there to the shrine. It is one of the world's most visited and beloved religious venues. The Basilica of Our Lady of Guadalupe. It's the circlet-shaped roof visible from miles away as a sacred history that each year draws millions of pilgrims from near and far to hilltops like Mexico City. So I want to get a precept on that in a minute if I have time. So they got pictures, they got statues, they got all kind of stuff going over there to Mexico City to worship. Again, a false religion that Esau, Idumea, set up in the earth against the God of Israel.
The God of Israel ain't getting no worship. Don't nobody even know who the God of Israel is. No. The Hebrew Israelites, they call him Most High. That ain't who he is. So Jeremiah 49:7, for a precept for Isaiah 34, verse 5. Concerning Edom, thus said a higher host, is wisdom no more in Timon, and counsel perished from the pewter, and their wisdom vanished. Their wisdom have vanished. But look what he say. Flee ye, turn back, dwell deep, O inhabitants of Dedan, for I will bring calamity of Esau upon him the time that I will visit him. If grape gatherers come to thee, would they have not leave some gleaning grapes? If thieves by night, they will destroy till they have enough. But I have made Esau bare. I have uncovered her secret places. And he shall not be able to hide himself. So America, the great whore, Babylon the great, the head of the other whores. She got other whores with 10 horns. She the head. You won't be able to hide yourself no more. Edom, Esau, Idumean. That's what the Pope is. The Pope is an Idumean. He Edom. He Edom. He a European Edom. My big brother. Listen, V. He should not be able to hide himself. His seed is spoiled, and his brother is his neighbor's, and he is not. Let me go to another precept. Ezekiel 25, verse 12 through 14. Thus said Ahiah, God, because that Edom have dealt against the house of Judah by taking vengeance and have greatly offended and revenged itself upon them. When did they take vengeance on the house of Judah? When we got on the slave ships in the 15th century. When they went over to the Ivory Coast, Africa, West Africa, and put Judah, Benjamin, and Levi on the slave ship, the Southern Kingdom, when we was in Jerusalem. That's the Southern Kingdom. Edom, in the 15th century, the European white man, the people of the God of Israel, cursed. House of Judah by taking vengeance and have greatly offended and revenged itself upon them. Therefore, thus say Ahiah God, I will also stretch out my hand upon Edom and will cut off man and beast from it and will make it desolate. And I will lay my vengeance upon Edom, verse 14, by the hand of my people, Israel. See that? And they shall do in Edom according to my anger and according to my fury. And they shall know my vengeance, said a higher God. So the remnant going to deal with Edom. We're going to lay our hands on them like they laid their hands on us so many times. So I'm going to read this last precept. Deuteronomy 27:15-26. Cursed be the man that, this is a precept for Isaiah 34:5. The curse of his people is Edom. Cursed be the man that make any graven or molten image, the abomination unto a higher, the work of the hand of the craftsman, and put it in a secret place, and all the people should answer and say, so be it. So all the people over there in Mexico City right now, see, this is the curse. The people of the God of Israel cursed. He the one set all these religions up. He set all of them up. So what's going on over there in Mexico City, in Mexico? They worshiping a statue. He said, cursed be the man that make any graven or molten image. You are cursed, man. All you people over there walking with pictures of Guadalupe and all millions of people, y'all are cursed people. The God of Israel told you to do that. Do you people read the Bible? The God of Israel hate graven images. He hate false gods. Curse, verse 16 of Deuteronomy 27:16. Deuteronomy 27:16. Cursed be he that remove his neighbor's landmark. It say verse 16. Cursed be he that sit in light by his father or his mother, and all the people shall say, so be it. Hebrew. Excuse me. Oh, some wires. Right now, you have millions of people worshiping a statue in Mexico, something that's not real. They're visiting the shrine and all of that. The God of Israel, a higher. Esau, you standing on your last leg. And you know how that last leg gonna be broken? It's about to break now. It's about to break now. The God of Israel is coming with great vengeance. And he gave me a word, the God of Israel. This word he gave me about four nights ago. And it just, to me, it's just letters. It's A-N-A-P-H. I'm like, what do that mean? It's just letters that he gave, and I wrote it on the paper. And I said, let me look it up in the Hebrew. And when I looked it up in the Hebrew, it say, to be angry, to be displeased, to breathe hard. The God of Israel is breathing very hard in this earth right now. Can y'all see all the abomination and all the evil and all the wickedness that's going on against the God of Israel? Millions of people is over there in Mexico City walking around with statues and pictures of a false image. Millions. If the God of Israel sends something through there, y'all people going to be in trouble up in there. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm just telling you what he gave me 4 days ago. A-N-A-P-T-H. Ampa. In the Hebrew. To be angry. To be displeased. To breathe hard. I didn't even know what the letters meant. So he said, pull it up in the Hebrew. Very angry and displeased with Edom, the people of his curse. And all you people that serve Edom, your presidents and governments and all these people, is Edom. On this side of the earth is Edom. All of them are Esau's children. They are the great whores. They are the great whores. So yeah, don't you think your America's finished, people? It's finished. They ain't got no food. They ain't got no oil. They ain't got no Saudi Arabia don't turn their back on them. That's where they used to get all the oil and all. She finished with her.
Everybody is finished with her. Why? Because this is a prophetic hour and a time that the God of Israel prophecies must be fulfilled now. So yes, you should have never set up no false gods, Hebrews and Gentiles. You should have never set up no churches. You should have never set up no schools. You should have never set up no corporations. You should have never did none of those things that the God of Israel hate. Now he's coming back to deal with you corruptors of the earth. Where's your gods? They won't be able to save you from the God of Israel. Your Lupe and Jesus and all, they won't be able to stop the God of Israel. Believe me, people, what I'm telling you, he's very angry. He gave the word in the Hebrew. I never even knew what the word meant. He just said, write it on the paper and look it up in the Hebrew. See, this is how the God of Israel deal with me, his prophet. Yes, Edom, you're going down now. You done did enough to Jacob, the children of Israel. You done poison them with all kind of water and food. You got everybody like zombies and robots through your technology. Can't nobody think no more. Can't nobody serve the God of Israel. Can't nobody cry to the God of Israel. Can't nobody do nothing because everybody is cloned. Everybody is cloned. Clones. They ain't got no mind. They can't think for themselves. They are clones. And then God of Israel let you clone them because they don't care nothing about the God of Israel, no way. Go ahead and clone them. Go ahead and kill them with the cold. Take them out. These are the people of my indignation. These are the people of my curse. These are the people of my wrath. So no, your economy won't come back. And your world will never come back. Matter of fact, the God of Israel is about to judge your world. And everybody in it. Judgment is already here. If y'all haven't noticed yet, with America sinking like a Titanic ship, going down, making haste, the God of Israel said, I will make haste. I will bring calamity on her. She's sinking fast, man. So very fast, and she can't do nothing about it. She's trying to figure out right now why everybody's turning against her. Why Saudi Arabia and everybody? Why? Because the God of Israel. Gonna bring down the great whore, and she gonna be on her belly, crying out for some food and water. See, those white folks, the rich folks, the nobles, the kings, the presidents, the governors, they think they got it all figured out. Oh, we'll just go up to Mars, the red planet, and build us some up there, and make our own food, and we'll just build smart cities over there, and we'll just have our own food, and we'll just, you know, the rest of the little slaves, we'll just get rid of them. But no, it's not going to work like that, Edom. It's not going to work like that, Edom. No. You are the people of his curse. You are the people that went against Zion. You are the people that went against the children of Israel. You are the people that went against the God of Israel. Yes, you white folks. Edom. Idumea. Edomites. No, I don't hate white people. Matter of fact, I have some white friends. But the God of Israel hate Esau. That's what he say. He hate Esau. And anybody that's associated with his wickedness and his evil and fallen Buddha and all these religions, he hates you too. He hate you too.
So it's time now, people. Get ready. It is time. It is very, very much time. Yeah, they're coming back with the COVID now. They're coming back with the COVID now. Let me get one scripture before I go. COVID, I never left. I told y'all that. You just go take the rest out. The rest of the evil and wickedness, the people of his curse, the God haters, the God of Israel haters. They love statues and false gods. Oh, I didn't know. Well, yeah, if you would have read the Bible, you would have knew that what you was doing was wrong. Leviticus 26. Let me read that. I'm getting ready to leave, people. Leviticus 26. I think I'm still going. Let me check. I'm still going. Leviticus 26. Y'all can love it to the end. You shall make you no idols, nor graven images. Neither rear you up a standing image. Leviticus 26:1. And this is why Edom, the Idumeans, taught you that the law is gone away and the law is dead and you don't got to keep it no more and you under the New Testament. Why? Because he don't want you to read this in Leviticus 26. That what you people are doing is against the law and against the God of Israel. So that's why he told you the law is dead and it's gone away with. Because he don't want you to see what he have set up in the earth is against the God of Israel, Ahiah. He don't want you to know that. He wants you to think that a statue is okay. That a picture of Jesus is okay. A picture of Buddha, image of, he wants you to think it's okay. You can do whatever you want to do. Ain't no law. Ain't no law. You do whatever you want. Ain't no law. Oh, my God, people. Oh, my God. How the God of Israel going to deal with Edom and his followers? Whole world, 90% will die by the God of Israel. Indignation. Now, he said, don't set up no false image. He said, don't set up no graven images, Leviticus 26, neither rear you up a standing image, neither shall you set up any image of stone in your land, Israel, to bow down unto it, for I am a higher your God. This is what's going on in Mexico City right now, people. This is what's going on in Mexico City right now. Edom got the whole world deceived. The whole world is falling Esau. The whole world. The Vic is 19. The Vic is 26, I'm sorry. And I'm getting ready to leave. Precept of Leviticus 26:1. You should make no idols or graven images. It says, Leviticus 19:4, for a precept, trying to help all these crazy people over there in Mexico City, millions, walk into a shrine to worship Guadalupe and Maria the Virgin. All over Mexico, they're doing it right now today. Leviticus 19:4. Turn ye not unto idols, nor make to yourself molten gods. I am Ahayah your God. Leviticus 20:4-5. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image of any likeness or anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them. They're doing it right now. Millions of people. Nor serve them. For I am Ahayah thy God. I'm a jealous God. Visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the generation unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. Exodus 34:17. Deuteronomy 4:16-19, I'm just precepting. Leviticus 26:1-2. Deuteronomy 4:16-19. See, this is what's going on. This is why the God of Israel is angry, because all you people serving false gods and statues and pictures of Jesus and the cross image, wearing on your neck, putting it on your wall, putting it everywhere. Burning candles to it. Lest you corrupt yourself, Israel, and make you a graven image, the solitude of any figure, the likeness of a male or a female. What is Guadalupe? A female. See, he told the children of Israel a long time ago, when they was in their own land, when they was at Mount Zion, where Moses got to take a man, not to take a man, the covenant, the 613 laws. The God of Israel told him a long time ago, don't make no graven images of no female or no male, of no likeness of them. So what is going on? Your Jesus is a statue. Your Buddha is a statue. Your Yah is a statue, and Yah, that's a bull. Your Y is WH. Your Guadalupe and Virgin Mary, they all statues. He said, don't make no likeness of no female or male. Male is Jesus, Jesus. He said, don't do it, Israel. And they did exactly what the God of Israel told them not to do. And that's why Jerusalem is desolate right now. No one is there. He kicked us out, killed billions of our ancestors, and kicked us out. Now he's ready to remarry us, the remnant, the ones that's going to go against Edom and all this madness and corruption that he don't set up in the earth. To follow the food, to eat all that stuff. You got to go against all that. So you can marry the God of Israel. You can be his bride. You can be the remnant. He said, don't make no male or female the likeness of any beast that is on the earth, the likeness of any winged fowl that flies in the air, the likeness of anything that creeps on the ground, the likeness of any fish that is in the water beneath the earth. Let me get another. Thou shalt make thee no molten gods. Exodus 34:17. Thou shalt make thee no molten gods. When you look up the word molten, it's Hebrew 45:41. Properly a pouring over, that is fusion of metal, especially cast image. By implication, a lambda, that is a lead, concretely a coverlet. multi-image. And it says, Deuteronomy 46:19, lest thou lift up thy eyes up to heaven, and when thou seest the sun and the moon and the stars, even all the hosts of heaven should be driven to worship them and serve them, which Jehovah thy God have divided unto all nations under the whole heaven. So Israel, Gentiles, when you look up to the moon, when you look up to the sun, when you begin to work, that's what they did in Mexico. There's worship of the sun and the moon and the rain and the fire and all of that. And that's why the God of Israel sent the Spaniards on the 10 tribes and took them down in the Caribbean. That's what they was doing. Worship. That ain't no but Israel. They got kicked out of Jerusalem in 721 B.C. and they found a new world. And they start worshiping the sun and the moon and making all kind of images and God. And the children and the God of Israel sent the Spaniards on them. One of the 10 horns. One of the whores. One of the whore of the great whore, America. Yes. Yes, and you got people still worshiping the sun and the moon today, and the stars and astrology and karma and all of that madness that Edom, Idumia, Edomite set up in the earth. All they scientists with their medication got all the people dizzy and mad taking all that medication. My mama take about 20 pills. Crazy, man. Crazy. This how much you love Esau. This how much you love his signs. This how much you love everything about Edom. If I got to take 20 pills to live, I don't want to live. I'm just telling you. If I got to take 20 pills every day to live, no thank you. I'd rather just go with the God of Israel and ask him to forgive me for my sins. Father, please take my life with you. I ain't going to live off no 20 pills. I don't take no medication. You know what I take? Herbs, natural herbs. Fruits, vegetables, good stuff that's got vitamin in it for our body. Let me go on, people. I'm talking about graven images now and statues and false gods. So, I'm on the radio. So, yes, people. This is what I'm talking about. I'm about to leave in a minute. Let me look up a few more, okay? Deuteronomy 5:8-9. No, Exodus 23:24. Thou shalt not bow down to their gods, nor serve them, nor do after their works, but thou shalt utterly overthrow them and quit break down. You can come, sister. I'm about to get off. Come on in. I'm about to. And thou shalt break down their images. I'm about to get on now. Deuteronomy 5:8-9. Thou shalt not make thee any graven images. I gave you that one already. Let me go to Deuteronomy 16. Thou shalt not plant. Deuteronomy 16:21-22. Thou shalt not plant thee a grove of any trees near unto the altar of Ahiah thy God, which thou shalt make thee. Neither shalt thou set thee up any image which Ahiah thy God hated. He hates false gods and images, people. He hates them. Last one. Psalms 97:7. Confound be all they that serve graven images. confounded me, confused, stupid, no sis, dumb. Psalms 97:7, confounded. Let me look it up in the Hebrew. Let me look it up. Disappointed, it said. Hebrews 9:5-4. Ashamed. Disappointed. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, they that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. This the last one, people. I'm getting ready to go. I have even from the beginning declared, Isaiah 48:5-8, it to thee before it came to pass, I show it thee lest thou should say, my idols have done them, and my graven images, and molten image, have commanded them. Thou hast heard, see all this, and will not you declare, then I have showed thee new things. And I'm going to stop right there, people. I'm going to stop right there. So higher the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I showed you today who the great whore is. I showed you today what's going to happen to the great whore. I showed you today who the remnant is and what's going to go on with the remnant. I showed you some things today. So you just need to take everything to heart that the God of Israel just gave you today. And I'll talk to y'all later, next week.